what's going on? This is Martha with MDMC Entertainment. Thank you so much for attending and visiting me here at Business Building and Beyond. This is episode 9. We're in season 4 still, and we are in the holiday spirit. You can kind of see, got Christmas decor back here. And we're smack dab in the middle of this. You will probably be listening to this episode December. I'm lost in the tunnel. This is really like, we're smack dab in the middle of the holiday season. I have family coming in, and this week is jam-packed, and I honestly cannot fit any more into this week, but you'll be hearing this episode today, December 14th. No, we're on the 18th. Sorry. You'll be listening to this Thursday, December 21st. What's up? How are you guys doing? It has been a whirlwind. Obviously, this podcast has not been consistent. There's been a lot of things going on this year. I'm doing a lot of reflecting, as I always do around this time of year. This year, I think the first half of this year, I was really struggling with some health issues, and I was heavily medicated the first half of the year because I think I said this at the very beginning of the year. I was diagnosed with trigeminal neuralgia. And so what that is, it is a nervous system disorder that I have. It's a nervous pain. It's a nervous system pain. It's actually called the suicide disease because the pain is so intense that people just want to kill themselves. And I've totally felt that, not to the point of suicide, but it's agonizing. It's horrible. And so what it does, it is affects my right side of my face, and it hits the nerves in between this branch that goes up to my head, down to my side, and down to my jaw. So for the longest time, I had been going undiagnosed. I had been trying all sorts of medicines. I thought this was an allergy-related pain, that this was something that I could just take away with over-the-counter things, and no, it's a nerve pain, and there is no cure. Like, there is just nothing that can alleviate this pain. It is what it is. And so it took me, I didn't see the neurologist because doctors are so backed up right now. It's nuts. But I saw my my family doctor February 1st. Okay. I didn't get to see the neurologist until the end of July. And so I'm like, I can't be in pain for another half a year. Like, I literally will kill myself. And they were like, no, we're going to give you some meds and we're going to try and get you, situated. So they gave me just a general pill, and it started to work for a little bit. But I think because the nerves realize that something's happening, like what it does is it's like there's like a cut in the nerve. And so like when it can't hit, it's like electricity. So when it can't go directly to the nerve, it jumps over it. And when it jumps over to get to that nerve, it causes excruciating pain. I think like that medicine started to wear off in like March, April, somewhere around there, but it started to wear off and I couldn't sleep. I couldn't like any pain. The way the pain works is like the cold air hitting my face hurt, eating hurt, brushing my teeth hurt, sleeping, just ever so slightly touching my face, it hurt. Like it was just, and it's only this side. This other side's fine. This side's agony. So when I would lay down, I had to make sure I was perfectly still, didn't move, and it would just hit and hit, and I would feel it in my sleep. And I was just, my life was not normal. I would have to sit up, like sleep sitting up on a recliner, and just trying as much sleep as I could. The first half of the year was horrendous. And also the medicine that they put me on causes sleepiness. So there was days where I was like, I was good. I felt normal again. I had a little bit of pain, but not bad. And then there were times where I would just want to sleep and just, the medicine would just make me drowsy. And it was horrible. I was like, I can't do this. Like, I can't live like this. And so after, and it's nuts because I, my God, the first half of the year, from the end of July, from January to the end of July, was just a mute, like it just no excitement, no nothing. I mean, I went to WrestleCon, I did a couple other things, but like I was just in agony. I was still working out. I was still trying to do the things I could to be normal, but it was horrible. And then when I got to see the neurologist, I kid you not, I think right before I went and saw her, and I tried my best. I was begging and pleading with people. I'm like, I am in so much pain. It's chronic pain. I'm like, I will camp out in your lobby every goddamn day until someone can see me. I almost wanted to go to the hospital, but I was like, what's the hospital going to do? They're going to be like, who's your neurologist? Who's your doctor? Go see them. And I'm like, no, I couldn't. I was just horrendous, horrible, awful pain. And so, I did my trip to New York. I went and did a signing with Kayla Sparks out in Queens. And I went and saw, you know, all the MDMC Easters and, you know, the Facts of Life founder, Alex. And, you know, I took my mom with me. So even though it was a fun trip, I was in massive pain. But I pushed through. My mom enjoyed New York. She loves it. She loves the city. I'm like, see what I mean? Like, New York just holds a special place in my heart. If my office isn't pink or gold, there's New York stuff in here too. Like, literally, that is my persona. Pink, gold, and New York. Oh, gosh. Even my vision board is pink, gold, and New York. But it wasn't until I came back from New York. I had a horrible surging pain in the back of my eye. Like, it was just like, I thought my eyeball was going to fall out. Anyway, saw the neurologist, told her I can't sleep. I'm not thriving. Like, I am just dead. Like, I am useless to myself right now. She's like, okay. She gave me a pill. I took that pill. I swear to God, immediately it fixed everything. I woke up and I was like, I feel normal. I feel normal. And I was like, oh my God. This is insane. And so, like, I remember I brushed my teeth without any pain. I went and I was like, I'm normal again. I was like, oh my God, I'm normal again. So it's been an interesting year. And the topic for today's talk is, I'm actually going out of order in this, but the entrepreneur's journey from idea to business. I've been thinking a lot about this because I am working on something that I will be releasing January 2nd, 2024. I've dubbed it Project 23. It's not the real name of what it is. I'm just naming it Project 23 until I can unveil the name of it and exactly what it is. But because I've been working on this project for at least 2 years, you know, I've been really thinking about, and literally it's all laid out in front of me. I wish I could show you guys, but I can't. But Project 23 to me is something very, very special. It's something that I never thought I would do. Blood, sweat, tears, soul, mind, everything went into this. And it's something that I will be introducing as part of my speaking business. I haven't even told you guys that. So I have been speaking here and there as a business speaker / motivational speaker. I have a couple of speaking gigs coming up in 2024. I've done a couple here in 2023. So, you know, I've just been going out and really telling my story about business, marketing, all these things. So it's been busy. I think as soon as I took that medicine that the neurologist gave me from August this way, I've just been so productive and trying to get things done and just really been focusing on business. Honestly, to really kind of just put it in perspective, 2023 was a very weird year for us business-wise. I've actually talked to a couple of other business owners that are in the service-based business, and they're like, yeah, it was really weird for us too. I don't know why. It was just a weird year. And I think I don't know if it's recession. I don't know if people are just pulling back. Businesses are just pulling back. But, you know, my vision board, as I'm looking at it right now, was like, geez, like all the things I put on it was so money driven, and this was probably the lowest amount of money I've made in a year. And I don't know what happened. It was last year was so stellar. It was amazing. I had so much money and I was just going around having fun, putting things into the business, just living life. Like, I'm like, this is the way I need to be living life every year. And then it was like a crate, like it just fell like a ton of bricks. And then this year, I walk into this year, like really pumped and excited. And then a couple things just didn't go right. We had, and again, I've talked about this, I think in the first episode of the season of getting fired a la James Gunn style, is like we lose jobs due to, I've always lost jobs to change in leadership and just things out of our control. It's never been due to performance. I've never been told you suck. I never want to work with you again. Never doing this again, you suck. Never, never, never has been due to performance. It's always been due to circumstance or change in leadership. And so we had a lot of those happen this year. We had one of our bigger clients pulled out altogether and they're like, we are retooling our business. I am not doing this, this, or this. Oh, shit. Fuck. Hello. What's up? No, no one's called me. Oh, okay. 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 All right, sounds good. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Bye bye. All right. All right. What was I talking about? Change of performance. Yeah. So one of our bigger clients pulled out altogether because they said, we're retooling what we're doing. We're refocusing. We don't want to do this anymore. We're focusing all our information this way. And so we don't need social media for this. And I was like, damn. Like, okay. And then I had another client that had, he had hit me up and said, hey, you know, I have my manager who thinks he can turn this whole thing around. And they want, he wants complete control. And because I, you know, you're my hire, he's going to hire his own social media person. I was like, the last phone call we had, you told me sales went up 35%. And now you want to risk changing that due to just to suffice this guy's intention? Like, I just don't see the point in that. Like, there are some things that work, keep those together. If they don't work, replace those. The stuff I'm doing is perfectly fine. I was also running digital ads. I was getting people into the door. Again, there was a 35% increase in sales. And you're telling me now you want to just change the entire playbook. And they were like, yeah. I was like, yikes. Well, good luck to you. And so I lost that one. I was a good chunk of money there too. And so I was just kind of looking around like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And so I was like, whoo. I was like, there's no way that I can, I don't know what to do. And so I kind of just sat back. I was like, all right, this is obviously a year of preparation. You know, this is a year of let's figure life out. And so I did pick up one client I worked with for quite a bit. They saw an increase in sales. I think they sold $250,000 worth of product. And then that was weird too. I lost that one this year too. That one was due to circumstance as well. They ended up wanting to pull out altogether because then they were allocating their money to other marketing stuff. But they were trying to blame it on me. I was like, no. Like, you know, when certain things happen, I go above and beyond to fix them. a social media account got hacked. I spent a whole month talking to Facebook, talking to their reps. When there's a way that you can actually go in and actually physically talk to someone on Facebook and be like, hey, this happened. I need this, can you help figure it out? And so they put in a ticket, and then they have a direct email that they'll correspond back and forth with you. So I was doing that, and so I really busted my ass on that, and for nothing. I actually got blamed for the entire thing. I was like, I'm not the one that clicked the phishing link. You did. And I've been sitting here trying to fix this entire time. Like, you can't blame that on me. That's not my fault. And, I was like, I looped you into the messages. You saw I was, and they're like, well, you could have done something more about that. I was like, I don't know what else to tell you. Like, I offered a recommendation to do something else. You said no. I offered, this, you said no. So you can't blame that on me, because those are your decisions. I gave you everything I could. And so, but what ended up happening was they didn't want to tell me that they had allocated their marketing funds to go somewhere else. And I was like, if you had just told me that, that'd have been fine. But you're over here telling me I suck. Like, that does not happen. I'm like, I made you, $250,000. Like, no, don't tell me that. So it's been a weird year, and I usually don't like to vent about these things because, you definitely don't want to tell people you're doing bad, but I don't care. there's not much anyone can do to me at this point. I just take it in stride. I literally, and I should probably be better about this, but I'm one of those people, when stuff goes wrong, I'm like, it's the universe making room for something else. And I'm just sitting here like, that's what it is. And I tend not to be proactive in fixing the problem. I'm just like, the universe got it. I don't. And I just kind of sit there and I'm like, I need to just stop sitting there. I need to really start to be proactive in like prospecting or something. And I'm just like, which is really bad. I tell people, I try to give everyone advice. Like, just do this, do that. Like, I'm really good at giving the advice. I do not take my own advice, which is also bad. It's coming from someone who is a speaker. But anyway, it's been a really crap year. And this is year 4 of MDMC being on its own. But we are turning a corner. We do have a couple of things lined up. We are working with some new clients we just acquired. We have a couple more we're still prospecting. So there's movement. So I'm really excited about that. But, this whole thing, Project 23, really has me thinking about my entire road so far, kind of like Supernatural, my road so far. And I just feel like, everything I do, my entire playbook has worked. It has succeeded. It has been something that I feel that I've been able to accomplish. I've been able to really do stuff, and I've really been able to help businesses turn that corner. And I feel like, what I do is good. So the objective of this episode, obviously today, is to talk about the journey, the entrepreneur's journey from idea to business. And, I remember, so I'll take it back 10 years. 10 years? What year are we in? 20, okay, 10 years. So 10 years ago, I was working at a home improvement company in Poway, and I had just moved to San Diego about 6 months prior to that. And so in the last 3 months, I was working as an intern at a marketing agency. And I had to be an intern because when I was looking for a job all summer, everyone kept telling me, you don't have enough experience. Prior to that, I was an editor at my hometown newspaper. And so I was an editor. I would write features, and I was doing a lot of pagination. I was putting the actual layout of the newspaper together. So, and then on top of that, my actual feature was free reign. I could do whatever I wanted with that page. So I added color. I did all kinds of cool things to it. And so I had that creative flair. I knew I was creative in that aspect, but I was like, okay, but how do I turn, I was a public relations major, And I was like, you know, I had just completed my master's, which my master's is in sports administration. And the only reason that was in that was because at that time, I really, really wanted to work for the NFL or WWE. And I was like, I really need to have something that says I know sports. And so I went after that degree, which I sit back and think maybe that was the wrong move. But at the time I was living in North Carolina, I didn't have a university near me. I had to do it online. I didn't do a thesis. So now I'm like, well, what do I do? Like, do I go after, I mean, do I go and find a doctorate program that will let me like get in? I know a lot of other places, even like, I know a lot of schools don't care about having the thesis. They'll let you into a doctoral program. However, in some cases, if I wanted a degree in communications, I already tried. I actually applied to a college to get my doctorate and they said no. And they didn't give me a reason. They didn't give me anything. I was like, can I please talk to somebody about why I got rejected? No one wanted to talk to me, which is fucking annoying. Like, come on, if I want to go and do something, at least give me some critiques. Tell me what I need to do. I'll go fucking do it. But no one cares. So I'm like, what do I really want to go after a doctorate? Do I have time for a doctorate? Do I even like, and I'm sitting here thinking like, maybe I don't like, and so I kind of just switched my path. I was like, all right, you know what? I went to the speaking program with one of my clients in Atlanta, had a great time, learned a lot, but I just wasn't, I mean, I got the gist of it. Okay. I went and signed up for their academy. I did the academy and I was like, okay, I had the idea, the concept, all that, you know, had some templates and stuff, but I was like, this isn't enough. I need a little bit more. And so I signed up for another program that wasn't affiliated with this guy. And these guys are like, yeah, we're gonna have you speaking in 3 months. We'll give you a lead list. We'll help you with your speech. We'll help you formulate it, which was what I really needed because I'm like, and the funny thing was, is when I came into the idea of speaking, I really wanted to tell my story as who I am, how the hell did I get here? And that entire road. When I got to this program, they're like, okay, what's your specialty? What is it that you're known for? I'm like, well, I'm a marketing consultant. I've turned businesses, you know, multi-million dollar businesses into more million dollar businesses. And they were like, okay, so what's the plan here? And I was like, oh. I didn't think I was going to talk about marketing. I wanted to talk about myself. And they said, well, the thing about that is that no one knows you. Who cares? I was like, ooh. Okay. And they were like, establish who you are first by your specialty, by what you're known for, by what you do, and then go from there. And then you can add in the personal stuff. Then you can add in the stuff. I was like, because I did. I started writing a book. I was like, all right, let me write my story. And the thing was, is it started to sound too much like a diary. And I was like, yikes, this is too much information. I don't think people need to know this. And so I was like, maybe not. And so I kind of put the book on the back end. I was like, let me get the speaking part done. So I was like, all right, let's focus on me, the marketer, and let's build from there. And so I actually went through this course. I started it in August after everything was feeling better. I started my stuff in August and I just powered all the way through. I'm still in it, even though we're in December. I'm still working with a coach right now who's fantastic. I mean, I'm working with people that are making all that money, who are doing all these things. I'm just like, damn, that's really cool. And one of the things that they talked about at the tail end of the course is, all right, how do you scale upwards? And so obviously, one of the things was writing the book. I was like, well, I was writing a book, but it's personal. Maybe I got to switch that. And they're like, yep, you need to write a marketing book. I was like, damn, okay. So that'll be something I might do down the road. And there was another thing that they told me to do. And I was like, ooh. I was like, well, I am actually working on that. And it's called Project 23. And he was like, ooh. He's like, explain. And so, you know, I dove into it. I'm like, here's what I want to do. And so that's how it's partnered with the speaking stuff. So they were like, when is that done? And I was like, okay, here's this. And he was like, what about this other project you talked about? I was like, it didn't start it yet. I was actually supposed to start it the 11th, I think. Yep. I was supposed to write this. I was supposed to write out a plan for the next project on Monday the 11th. And It is the 18th. I am 8 days late on writing that plan out, but it is what it is. I'll get there when I get there. I'm just trying to get Project 23 out and running. So, but all of this, I think between the speaking and between, you know, really just kind of formulating, who am I? Where did I get here? Why did I get here? You know, it's a big deal. But back to being a newbie at this company, I just wanted the experience. I remember I wrote out a list of things I wanted to do before I hit 25, and I hit them all. I hit some crazy shit. I knew when I wrote out this list, what was I, in college, I think? You know, I the goal weight, I haven't hit that yet. But all the other professional things I did hit. So the goal weight I'll hit next year for sure. I'm working hard on that. My face isn't so chunky, guys. But, oh gosh, I ended up hitting, I wanted to work for my local newspaper. I wanted to work for the governor, which I ended up doing during my internship at the Capitol. I wanted to move to a big city. I wanted to be, you know, I don't know. I had a bunch of things on that list. I hit every single one except for the goal weight. It was like at 25, I hit all these big milestones at 25. I'm like, how the hell did I do that? And I'm just like, yikes, how did I do that? And I hit them. And I was like, all right, well, I'm 25. What do I do now? And I said, make a new list. And so I've made a list. And I'm like, all right, let's see if I can hit these. And I wanted to work for E! News, which I was really trying, because I know quite a few people at E! Now. I was trying really hard to hit that one. That one, that may not be a thing that might hit, but work for Warner Brothers, do all these things, start my own business. I did all these things because at that job specifically, it was hard. I literally had the weight of the company on my shoulders at the age of 25. And they said, you have 50 families to feed. Everything you do in marketing has to pan out. And I'm just like, yikes, I only did an internship for 3 months. And now I'm responsible for feeding 50 families. And it's just like, holy shit. So I really didn't, I wasn't prepared for that. We'll just say that. But because I was a public relations major, I was looking for a public relations job. And because marketing and PR speak to each other in that way, it only made sense to be like, you know what, let me go this way and see what happens. And again, the universe works in its own ways. Now, I'm not a manifestation coach. I'm not that type of guru, but knowing what I know within my life, and even going further back, I mean, I think I manifested my entire life. I had said all the things that I wanted to do, and I did them. And it's weird because I remember constantly remembering in school, I'm like, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, I gotta do this. And I did them. And so I think it's one, it's goal setting. It's what people say, it's goal setting. But for me, now that I know what I know, it's manifestation. I sat there, I worked at it, I worked and worked and worked, and this stuff happened. And my mind's blown. How did I do that? And it's just, you know, yeah, you have to have a list. You have to hit the goals. I know people that don't set goals. They're just living life aimlessly. And I'm like, how do you live like that? That's insane. But, you know, it is what it is. People do things differently. But I wasn't prepared for that job. And I wasn't. And thank God, you know, I had a mentor that totally believed in me. It was like, you know, you have this. You have the ability to go from point A to point B to point C to wherever you end up going. And you can do this. And I'm like, fuck. Which I ended up doing. I ended up doing really well. The first year, all the stuff that I was working on worked out. I grew on that list and implemented more things and then grew. I was there for 3 years. Ironically, the person that I worked with, he was a subcontractor. who happens to be, you know, one of my dear friends, who also is responsible for MDMC's growth. Without him, I don't know if we'd have any clients, but he owns an SEO company, and he says, hey, you know, at that time he was like, you know, you could totally do this, like not in a 9-to-5, like you could do this on your own. I was like, how would I do that? Like, I am not capable of doing this yet on my own. And he said, you know, you could. You're actually really good at what you do. And I was like, I don't think so. He's like, just because you don't hear it here doesn't mean I don't see it. Like, you know, I think you can implement some things. You could definitely be a subcontractor and do this from home. I was like, I would love that. Because my commute to the office was at least an hour, 10, hour 20, depending on traffic, to come in. So I was driving in from Oceanside, California, down to Poway. And then I would turn around and do it again at 5:30. I get home around 6:37. It was exhausting. And I go back and look at those pictures. I'm like, my God, I was so ugly. Like, I just look tired. I look 10 years older, like now. Like back then I was like 26, 27. I looked 47, some of those pictures. Like, I just looked tired. But those were the years that I was growing the business, or not growing their businesses. I was just absorbing everything I possibly could so that I could be a better marketer. And honestly, it was tough work. It sucked, but I ended up thriving. So much that, you know, my friend got hired at another company, and she's like, hey, come here, work with me. And I was like, let's see. So I went and applied for their job. This company, again, it was a blessing and a curse. I won't talk too much about it because it didn't end well, but I ended up getting hired by them. And they said, we want you to do what you did at that company. The one you're working at now, we want you to replicate that and bring it here. And I was like, perfect, that's easy. And so I ended up leaving the company. It was a good time to leave. There was a lot of really weird things happening, and I wasn't respected, and I was really talked down to by the owner, and it was time for me to leave. And so I went to this other company, got paid a lot more, did a lot less, couldn't really have my hands in the dough per se. I would say, hey, we need to do this, this, and this. And they're like, what programs do you use for that? I'm like, okay, I can implement this, this, and this. Does this fit your budget? Yep, it does. And then so I'd set it up and everything. I'm like, all right, this is how we do this. And then I would teach them how to do it. And they're like, okay. And then they would take that task from me. I was like, all right. And then so after the first quarter ended, I was like, hey, you know, is it, you know, marketing reports, you know, it's the end of the quarter. Is there, you know, do you want me to start implementing those lead reports, those sales reports, those marketing reports? And they're like, we got it. I was like, okay, can I see them? And they're like, no. I was like, so how do I know what we're doing is working? She's like, I'll tell you. I was like, yikes. And so I was like, okay, huh. So I told my friend, I was like, yeah, I get paid more money, but I don't do anything. Like, all I do is create social media content. That's all I do. I really don't, I'm not in the wheelhouse. I'm not in operations. I'm not in sales. I'm not doing any of these things that are important. And she's like, they come from a corporate background. Of course, they're not going to let their staff into those numbers. I was like, yikes. Anyway, I was there for about 2 years, almost to my third. I actually didn't make it to my third year. I was 1 year shy of my third year. Not my decision. And then I moved on. I was unemployed for 233 days. Tough 233 days. I couldn't do anything in those days. It was horrible. It was sad. It was, I literally felt like my career had ended. And you sit there, and when you doubt yourself in the way that I doubted myself, it's horrendous. It's horrible. I couldn't do anything. I mean, I spent every day applying for jobs. I was everywhere. I was on Facebook. I was on LinkedIn. I was on Glassdoor. I was on all these other places trying to find a job. And it was just, I remember the lowest day. My dad passed away February 11th of 2008. Was it 8 or 9? Actually, wait, now that I think about it, 8. Yeah, 2008. And so, the year that I'm unemployed, that week comes along, and I am a mess. I remember I woke up at early in the morning, and it was that week. I don't know if it was the anniversary or not, but I was just crying. Because I'm like, how did I do all these things? How did I build up a business, two businesses, multi-million dollar businesses? How did I build all these huge monoliths? And how am I the one who doesn't have a job? I have all this experience. I have everything I have in my back pocket. I know the recipe to make these people magnificent. And how can I not get a job? I woke up early and was crying and crying and crying. I was hitting up one of my friends in New York. I only had, I think, 3 friends talking to me at that time. Every day they would hit me up. Hey, you okay? You okay? No. Okay. Don't talk to me. But for whatever reason, that day I was really sad to the point of suicide. That was probably the second time I thought of that. And he talked me out of it, you know? Anyway, it was a rough week, and I don't know what pulled me out of the darkness that week, but it was tough. So I got out of that darkness, kept applying. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And, my friend, who is a boogie agent, had a trip for me to go to Mexico to Veracruz. So she's like, hey, you need a break? I said, absolutely. She said, paid trip. So it was nice to get away and go to Mexico. I had a hotel with the Gulf of Mexico looking over the balcony. And it was a good little restart, kind of. It didn't end too well. It was a horrible trip. But it was nice to get away, get back on a plane, feel like I was needed, felt like I was, you know, because my friend, she gassed me up. She was like, no, like, you're so good at what you do. Like, don't forget why you're here. Like, really, really gave me that motivation to be like, yeah, you are a badass. And, you know, sometimes, and I, you know, I have this weird thing where I'm like, I am one of those people that needs to hear validation. I don't know if you guys know that or not. It's a very weird, vulnerable thing that I want. I don't hear it a lot at home. I never heard it a lot growing up either, I think. Oh, no, I did hear it every now and then, but it wasn't too much. Like, my parents were like, we're not gonna overdo it. But, like I don't hear it a lot now as a married adult. I don't hear that a lot. I don't hear much validation. And even now, as a business owner, I don't hear much either. And so, like, I I don't know. It's a really weird thing for me because I want to hear it. I want to be like, I don't know why I'm like needy that way. I want to hear that people think I'm doing great. I want to hear that, you know, compliments throughout the day, like every now and then, like not every day, but like once in a while, you know, and I don't hear that a lot. And I feel like that might be my love language. That makes sense. And maybe it's my language in business too. Like, I want to hear that you're happy. I want to hear that what I'm doing is good for you. I want to hear this. And I think that's honestly, that's a very vulnerable thing to ask for if you think about it. But what she told me kind of just reignited this thing in my heart. I was like, you know, you're right. You're right. I need to go do this. And so, so I was like, I just kind of came back more determined. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start this side hustle, which everyone told me when things went sideways, they told me, perfect. You don't have a job anymore. You can focus on building your business. And I'm like, I need a fucking paycheck. I need a paycheck. Like, I can't live on this dream. And I just was over it. I was like, I need a paycheck. I need money. How am I going to advertise? How am I going to get on here? How am I going to tell people that I'm good at what I do? I have no props. I have no background. I live in a teeny tiny apartment. What am I going to do? Where am I going to film? What am I going to say? Like, I used every excuse in the book to not start the business. And I spent all of my time trying to find work when in reality I probably wasted a ton of time trying to get the business going, which I missed out on at least 6 months. No, 9 months. I missed out on 9 months that year. 9-10 months actually, if you count January, November, December. Yeah, 9-10 months. Just say we wasted 10 months. Because then wonderful Kelly. She put me on a trip to go to Alaska right after Mexico. So I had like 3 weeks home and then I was in Alaska, which, by the way, if you've never been to Anchorage and done all that, you need to. But I ended up doing this show. I had to work with a Star Trek actress who was a total pain in the ass. Actually got into it with her on one of these podcast shows. Someone called her out for being mean. I was like, oh yeah. And then she's like, it's me. You know, and then she starts going in on me about that Alaska trip. I was like, look, you're a hoe. I'm just kidding. I did not call her a hoe. In my head, I called her a hoe. I was like, you know, you're just very, to be in a professional setting, you could have treated me a lot better. And she was like, well, you didn't know how to do your job. I said, you forgot you had a check at home from these promoters. Anyway, this is getting towards the T section. I'm trying to get you to the motivational side. But anyway, so I go to Alaska and I have a really great time. I love it there. It's really, you know, again, another recharge in the batteries. I had just interviewed at a really good company, didn't get the job when I came back. I was lacking a qualification, all these things, right? So it's always something. And so I'm like, I remember going to the abyss, which is the ocean, which I call the abyss. I was looking at the lookout at the Carlsbad State Park Beach. And I just sat there. I had a Starbucks, which I had a little bit of money to go buy a Starbucks. And just looked at the ocean. I'm like, all right, universe, I don't get it. Like, what do you want me to do? There's a purpose and a reason for me to be here. Why am I here? And why can't I get a goddamn job? Like, what's the problem? And so I was like, it has to be to start the business. It has to be. What else could I be doing wrong? And so, I don't know. So I said, all right, you know what? Let's focus on that. So I remember I got pretty one day and I was like, let's go take pictures. So I had my husband go with me and I looked real nice, but we could not shoot anything. Like, he's horrible at taking pictures. I was like, all these pictures suck. Like, I was like, none of this is working. Like, I need an actual picture I could use to put my face to this company name. And he was like, well, that's just the way they're coming out. I was like, you're such an asshole. I was like, I'm going home. I'm going home. I was just so frustrated because I was just not getting the support I needed. I was not getting what I needed. And no matter how hard I tried pushing one way or another way, it just wasn't happening. So I remember that day, I was upset with my husband. And I ended up just looking through, what was I looking at? I don't know, was it Glassdoor? Maybe it was Glassdoor. I applied for a part-time job. I said, I need some sort of money. I cannot do this thing without any money. So I applied for a part-time job, ended up getting this job, working downtown, working for the worst boss I've ever had in my life. I tell this to the my interns quite often. I'm like, you know, because they're like, you're so cool. I love working with you. Like, I wish other people were like you. Blah, blah, blah. I said, you understand though, like I went through hell. I had horrible bosses that I vowed and begged and I told the universe, I will never be that person. I am going to be understanding, careful, empathetic. Like, I do not want to come off as a crazy bitch because what good does that do you and your growth in your journey to get to where you're going? It helps you none. So I really, really, really decided to really take the time and just be like, you know what? I need to do this. So I went and took this job. Let me tell you, I could not get up in the morning. The boss I had was a complete gaslighter. She was very horrible, absolutely horrible. I don't know why she was such a bitch, but she would just throw off just this way of just thinking, like, if you're late, it's your fault. Like, oh, let's not blame the traffic. You should have got up earlier. I'm like, it's funny because I was actually, I did get up early. I went to the gym like 5 a.m., got back to the house at 6, got dressed, took a shower. I think I was supposed to be in by 9. I left the house at 7. Yeah, so that's 2 hours, right? So I was like, as long as I get to the office at like 8:15, 8:20, I could just sit in the car for a little bit, relax, go up. And so she had this weird rule that you have to be in the office by 8:50. I was like, work starts at 9. They're like, well, if you have to show up at 8:50, because if you don't show up at 8:50, then you're late. I was like, no, work starts at 9. And she's like, I want you here by 8:50. I said, work starts at 9. Like, I'm not coming in here to give you 10 free extra minutes. So at one point there was a girl that was working with me and she was like, yeah, I'm not working until 9 o'clock. Like, I was sitting here on my phone fucking around, but I am not working until 9 o'clock. So we were very like, if you want us here, this is what we're going to do. And so, but oh my God, but there was a day I left at 7. Looked great. Went to the car, got in the car, was on the freeway, and an accident literally happened in front of us. And we were stuck in bumper to bumper traffic till 10 a.m. It was horrible. And so this chick was like, where are you? I was like, in traffic. They're like, she's like, what happened? I said, there's an accident. And she's like, so it's your fault you're not here. I said, yeah, because I made the cars in front of me collide. And she was like, well, I told you this is the deal. And I was like, what am I supposed to do? I left my house at 7, 2 hours before I start work. Like, how the fuck is that my problem? And I said, I did not ask for this to happen, much less want to be late, because I really don't want to get in a fight with you. And she was like, well, nonetheless, it's your fault. You need to hurry up and get here. I was like, okay, well, as soon as the road opens, you know, and you know, teleportation's not invented yet, but I'll be there when I'm there. And like, she let me have it when I came back in. I was literally like, have you ever had a job that sucks all of your energy out of you? That was it. Let me tell you, I literally could not get out of the morning. Coffee wasn't working. Nothing was working. But, you know, let me introduce you to something real quick. I wish this product was here during that time working for this horrible boss, because my God, I have never worked for someone like that in my life. But I gotta tell you about something real quick. I wish this product was around when I was working for this person. You know, I had no energy to get up. Coffee wasn't doing anything. I just, every point of my life, of my body, that every energy was pulled out of me by this horrible boss. And yes, I would bring a cup of coffee to work with me. I would end up finding more coffee to drink around the building, but nothing was getting me through this horrible situation. Like I said, I wish this product was around. It's called Magic Mind. Now, this thing right here, this boost of an energy shot, it's not energy. It's not like an energy drink. It's like natural. So this is, it boosts your energy and focus. It crushes procrastination and elevates your mental clarity. So I've been taking this, kid you not, for a couple days now. There was a morning last week. I started taking, I think it was like Friday, I started taking them. And I had no energy, no nothing. And this is the time right now, especially this time of year, where I'm trying to get all of these things done. Project 23 is in the way. I'm just trying to get that done. All of the holiday madness is in the way, right? So I started taking this because I was on the go. I just grabbed it out of the fridge. I'm like, I'm out. I took this and my God, I got so many things done. I came back in here. I crushed everything I got done. Well, let me tell you, like this, I found this to improve my mornings. And I love it. I literally could take it anywhere. It's just the quick energy boost that I need. And I love, like, I've really incorporated this into my morning routine. It tastes great. You know, like these green, and that's like a green juice. But, you know, like I always worry when I see a green liquid. I'm like, is it going to taste like grass? Or like, you know, what's it going to taste like? And no, this is infused. It has matcha and it has, nootropics. So the nootropics is for focus, the matcha is for energy. You've got vitamins for immunity, and you got adaptogens for less stress. I mean, you literally replace your coffee with one of these, and it's way more healthier than coffee, let me tell you. You know me, especially around this time, I'll be at Starbucks every day, but I haven't these past couple of days because this has just improved my life so greatly. But let me tell you, this is my new godsend. But anyway, the benefits that you get out of this, it does replace your coffee. It makes you more productive, more focused. I get more done. The nootropics inside have improved my attention, my concentration, my cognition. It allows me to sleep better. It's not heavy on caffeine. So you can take it in the afternoon and not worry that you're going to be up all night. You know, it's natural. It's, you know, it's everything that you want, especially right now as I'm going through my health journey. I'm trying not to, I'm really careful on what I'm taking into my body right now. But let me tell you, this is fantastic. So if you guys want to try this, you have to try it. Go to magicmind.com/MDMC and use my code MDMC20 and you can get 50% off if you get the subscription. But let me tell you, like, you have to try it. And the best part is, if you're near a Sprouts, they're going to be carrying this starting in January. So either try it now with my discount code or wait till January. One way or another, you have to try it, Magic Mind. It's changed my life. I kid you not. So I wish this was around when I had my horrible boss. If you want any other information, the link will be in my description. And I had music playing in the background. Fuck. Go back. Let's do this. Let me tell you. I wish this product that I have now was around during that time that I was working for this crazy boss, because I about lost my shit. I really wish this was around. And let me kind of just tell you what this is. I started taking this like last week. It's called Magic Mind. And this is a productivity shot. It's subtly sweet. It boosts your energy and your focus. It can crush your procrastination and elevate your mental clarity. Now, this isn't like an energy drink. It's like all natural energy drink. It doesn't make you feel jittery or weird or anything like that. It's actually all natural. It includes nootropics to help you with your focus. It has matcha for the energy, which I love the matcha. Adaptogens to make you stress less. And of course, vitamins for your immunity, especially right now during this time. Right now, I am just slammed between Project 23, trying to get this up and running and out. And then, of course, you know, it's the holiday season. I'm trying to get gifts done. I have a party tonight. Like, I have so much going on that I don't have time to sit here and, you know, dwell on things. I got to get productive and moving. And so, you know, I'm a huge coffee drinker, but like lately, I don't want any coffee. I'm just like, I'm over it, you know. Coffee doesn't seem to be helping me. And so I came across Magic Mind, and I came around this at the most perfect time. So, I mean, I was able to get work done. I was more efficient. You know, it gives me that little pep in my step in the morning. I just feel like I can concentrate and get things done. Also, I think Saturday I have an early morning workout. And I was dragging that day. And so I'm on my way out. I'm in my gym gear. I'm like, all right, I have to go get this workout in. And I typically don't eat food before a workout, but I did need something to help me get through it. And so I grabbed my water bottles and I grabbed a Magic Mind and I drank that on the way to the gym. And my God, I got through that so well. It was just crazy and incredible, you know. And especially now, I'm on this fitness journey right now, and I'm really careful with what I'm consuming and putting in. And you know, this is all natural, and it's, you know, the best way to get your energy boost without having to drink so much coffee. Just replace this with your coffee in the morning, and it'll give you the same, if not better, well, definitely better results than a coffee can. You know, I just love the way it makes me feel. I'm more alert, I'm more productive, and I have less stress, and especially during this time. So yeah, I would definitely say you need to come get one of these. I will have a link in the description below this video. And I'm definitely telling you right now, there is the subscription, and this is only limited, 50% off of your first subscription. If a subscription is too much for you, you can use my discount code to get 20% off a one-time purchase. So hit up magicmind.com/MDMC and use my code MDMC20 at checkout. And you can use my code and definitely get some of these, especially right now. I know a lot of you entrepreneurs right there are like literally trying to get to this last part of the year to get everything done. This will help you along the way. I guarantee you this is going to be amazing. Also, Magic Mind will be launching in the Sprouts Farmers Market at the beginning of January. So you can try it then, or if you're in desperate need of something now, do it now. Use my code. All the description will be below. Like I said, I really wish I had that during this horrible time that I had with my boss. But anyway, I just was agony. I had 3 months working with this person, and she let me go due to attitude, because she was really, and when you know something's funny, you just know something's funny, because she absolutely was promising things that were just outlandish. Like, I don't know how you can promise X, Y, and Z to people if you don't have experience in those industries. And I couldn't wrap my head around it. And I was like, she wanted a marketing plan. She wasn't getting leads. She wasn't getting a lot of traction. I was like, well, yeah, because no one knows what you do. Like, tell us what you do. And she wouldn't. She held that very close to her chest, very guarded. And I was like, we can't move like this. We need to. And so I gave her like a really straight up honest review. I was like, this is what you need to do. And she said, no. And she said, I think you're a horrible marketer. I said, I don't know what you sell. And yeah, so that's how she let me go. She let me go due to attitude. And I was like, yeah, fuck this. I'm out. I had never run out of a building so fast in my life. Like literally, I ran out. I said thank you to all the security guards because I'd say hi to them every morning as soon as I came in the building. And I was like, bye, I'm out. And I went home. Well, I went to my husband's job and I was like, I gotta let go again. He's like, we can't keep doing this. Like, what happened? And so I told him that. He was like, well, you know, she was crazy. Like, I'm glad you're not that doing that anymore, but you need to figure it out next. And I was like, okay. So I basically said, you know what? I'm taking MDMC full time. We're going to figure it out. And like I said in a previous video about creating content on a limited budget, like I found pockets of my apartment that I could film videos in. I would take down certain paintings and I was like, okay, let's do this. And I was like, I'd get in front of there, that space, and do something. Or I was in front of a bookshelf I had there. And I was like, oh, we can make this look pretty. And I was like moving stuff around. I was like, I'll do that. Or I would go out to my patio, or I would find places on the property. And I was like, oh, there's trees here. Let me set up a camera here and do this. And so the first set of videos, if you go all the way back to MDMC's beginning, you will see how janky these things look. Like, they're horrible. I did it in front of a pool. I mean, I used some, I think last year, in front of the pool too, but it was a nice little background. But like, they were janky. Like, there was, hire me. I'm filming this in my backyard. And I don't know. I think because of, and I think this is where it makes sense. Like, even though you don't have a proper place to film, what you say out of your mouth is what matters. And the fact that you can sit there and eloquently describe what you're doing, what you're saying, and tell people, yeah, I'm trying to do this. And then they're like, I should probably hire them. And that's what ends up happening, is that, you know, people believe in you, people see you, people understand you. And then they're like, oh, I should really hire these people. And so that's kind of what happened with me. I ended up, you know, telling my story. My biggest client out of Dallas was like, hey, what's up? We haven't talked in years. How are you doing? And I was like, girl, let me tell you what's been going on. And I told her from the second company to like this last company. And she's like, damn. And she says, you know what? I really do need help. I'm building the businesses. Do you want to help me? I was like, hell yeah, I do. And of course, what she ended up doing, she ends up sending me a check. She says, here you go. Get your stuff rolling. I was like, yes. And as soon as that happened, then my good friend who I met at the first job that I was at the modeling company, he said, hey, I hear you're a free agent. I'm like, yep, available for hire. He says, I have something good for you. And then here comes another one. And that was a really big ticket. I was like, oh, I have a job again. I was like, money was flowing in, multiple streams of income were flowing in. And I think at the end of the day, when you get out there and you start telling people who you are, what you do, why you do it, and you're authentic about it, then you're like, hey, you know, you come across as confident, you come across as someone that can be trusted. And so, yeah, like, do it. Freaking do it. Go tell the world what you do. And yeah, I feel like everyone's journey is different. And this is why I told my client when we went to the conference, I was like, you know, you and I have very rough and tough stories to tell the world about who we are and what we do and how the hell did we get here. And we need to start telling people what we do. And she's like, you're right, it's time. And so we would, you know, We've obviously started the journey of telling that story. But, you know, entrepreneurship, business, you know, things are funky. You know, it's not a straight line of success. It's a bumpy one. It's all scattered all there. It just goes where it goes. And there's really nothing you can do about it. Like, you can put in all the effort and all the strength, and sometimes things will go the way you want them to, and sometimes they'll flop. And there's, again, as long as you keep trying, as long as you keep going back, and as long as you're consistent, you can't go wrong there. You really can't. And I feel like at the end of the day, your journey to entrepreneurship, no matter how you want to go about this, do it. If you truly in your heart feel like, yes, I could, you know, I always tell people, before you jump into this, make sure you have some cash. I did not have cash. I was hope, a woman of prayer. But if you are going to do this and you are going to jump into this, make sure that you've saved up enough money to have what you need to make sure that you can survive and help launch, you know, some of that stuff into the ether. That way you have a little bit more help. And then also, is your business idea lucrative enough to sustain you? Is this something that can pay you all the time, like week, like monthly? Like, is this a service? Like, are you going to get paid, you know, constantly? Are you going to, like, what's the plan, you know? And so that's the thing, is it lucrative enough for you to leave your job? Or is this just a side business? Like, you really have to look at it and think, will this service help people? And will it line my pocket? And so it's, you know, not every business, unfortunately, not every business will be that, but, you know, you do have to remember that, you know, it's part of the journey too. So once you're in business though, once you have things going, you can spin off like I did back here. MDMC was just MDMC, and then after a while, because I was doing so many Comic Cons, because I was doing so many shows, I had Authentics, which, you know, all of our ops are there, all of our sign stuff is there. And then, of course, the MDMC Talent. You can't see the talent on the bottom, but because we were booking people, we're like, you know, it was a service we were offering, but I was like, no, we need to really make this a service. And so, you know, we spun off three different We spun off these three businesses because it was possible. We had the means to do this, and not a lot of businesses can do that. But, you know, we have three streams, you know, and I appreciate that. I love that. And at the end of the day, you know, you really got to start thinking, can your business do that? I mean, obviously you're not going to know right off the bat, but once you're actually in it and you're working at it and you start, you know, give it a year or two and you're like, you know what, we can spin off and do something else. And just ironically, that's just what happened here. And so now, of course, the speaking stuff will move off. It won't be an MDMC thing. It'll be my thing. It'll be my personal thing. But, that's another spinoff. there's something else there. I can give that knowledge to that, and then that brand can branch off and do other things. So, you know, it's, you gotta have faith in yourself. I don't know how I made it through the dark times. I don't know how it all worked out, but it did. And I think it's because I didn't want to give up. I didn't want to fail. I refused to fail. Sometimes I refuse to ask for help too. I'm very stubborn. But at the end of the day, you know, it ended up working out for me. Even now, like, you know, even business right now isn't that great, but I'm still here every day in these four walls, and I'm still producing what I need to produce to make sure that I'm going to make it, to make sure that we have something for next year, to make sure that we're lucrative next year. Because again, business is not a straight line. It's is what it is. And at the end of the day, you just got to roll with it. So that is my entrepreneurial journey from idea to business. The idea was, hey, I was really good at what I can do. I hate working for bosses. I'm going to jump and do it myself. And that was a big jump. That was a big leap of faith. And I haven't done one of those in a while. So, time for another leap, I think. All right. Thank you so much for joining me. Happy holidays. Don't forget, you can find this on Facebook, Twitter. Twitter's not Twitter, it's X now. Facebook, X, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. And of course, we are on all of the podcasting platforms out there, wherever you get your podcasts. If you don't want to watch me in my cute green shirt, you can go to the podcast and listen to me on the road. If you're traveling for the holidays, you can take this on with you. Sorry, this was a little heavy. This is a little emotional for me. I don't like to talk about a lot of this at the time, but I had to breathe. So, hope you enjoy. I can't wait to hear from you, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.